As a leader, instead of complaining about things, why not take some of the problems and convert them into projects? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. Today's Leader Feeder, we got to look at how you can take some of those frustrations that you and your team members have and convert them into projects so that you can make continuous improvement happen in your department. As usual, I've got a few tips for you. Number one is, don't accept it, determine to fix it. And what I mean by that is, as a supervisor, just like any situation that you get used to, it can be tempting to complain about things instead of being determined to fix it. And your team is looking to you as the leader to affect some of those changes and improvements to make their lives easier and help them produce the results that you expect from them. So again, let's make sure that we don't accept problems, that we actually are determined as a supervisor to fix them. It starts with your intent right off the bat. Tip number two is to get the resources that you need. Remember, as the supervisor responsible for a production environment, you have access to lots of support staff, whether they be in your supply chain, your engineering department, your continuous improvement coordinators. All these resources are available to you as a supervisor if you ask for them and, of course, describe why you need those resources and time. Those folks will chip in and actually help you solve these problems on the floor. But if you just lay back and you don't ask for that kind of help or those resources, or allow them to set the agenda for the improvements in your team or your department, it's going to be lacking some of that control that you have as a supervisor. You own the results of your department, and therefore you should be focused on getting them fixed and drawing in the people who can help you do that. Tip number three is to push through the obstacles. I mean, these kinds of stubborn problems probably didn't just come up overnight, and they won't be fixed in one day either. And you're going to run into obstacles and problems. It could be machinery related, it could be systems related, it might be supplier related. But along with all those extra helpers and resources in your company, if you stick with it, and it doesn't mean you're going to have to work on it for months on end, typically it means a number of days or weeks of focused activity will start to bring you some of the results that you're looking for. So don't just stop when you hit one of those obstacles or roadblocks. Find a way over it, through it, or around it using the help that you have. Because in the end, solving those problems will not only help you be more successful as a leader, it'll help drive the performance of your department, which of course makes your manager look good as well. So once you've mastered how to bring the resources that you need to solve some of the problems that you have, you might decide to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by accessing our virtual training exclusively for your team, enrolling in one of our public workshops, or yes, even the old-fashioned way of having us come on site to work with your team and teach them the leadership skills that they need. We have many on-demand services as well, and you can access all of that or start a conversation with us by going to our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Now, remember that you can access this content on our podcast by going to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play and searching for the Leader Feeder podcast by Frontline Leadership. And we have hundreds of videos on YouTube. Just search for Frontline Leadership on YouTube. No matter how you connect with us, I look forward to helping you on your leadership journey.